Brexit boost: another car manufacturer invests in British car plant. By Victoria Friedman on July 7, 2021. Another car company has pledged further investment in Brexit Britain's car plants. After Vauxhall owner Stellantis announced it would be investing £100 million to build electric vehicles at its Cheshire plant. The plans would secure the jobs of 1,000 people at the Ellesmere Port factory as well as around 3,000 other people's jobs in the supply chain. The English plant would be the first large factory in the United Kingdom that would be dedicated to building electric cars. While the cars would have batteries sourced from the EU, Stellantis, the Dutch multinational which also owns Peugeot, Citroën, and Fiat amongst others, could be sourcing them domestically if gigafactories are established and start making batteries for electric vehicles in the UK, according to The Guardian. Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng told GB News on Tuesday, "These investments are a great vote of confidence in our workforce, of the skills and talent of people here in the UK." The news comes after last week Japanese car manufacturer Nissan announced it would be expanding car production at its Sunderland plant to including building more electric cars in a venture that could create 6,000 new jobs in the factory itself and along the supply chain. Nissan's partner Envisionesk is also building a gigafactory next to the car plant. Speaking from the Sunderland plant on Thursday, Nissan's chief operating officer Ashwini Gupta said that Brexit was an opportunity and this project is the demonstration of the renaissance of the British car industry. Nigel Farage said that the Nissan investment was a sign that Brexit is working and that the Remainers got it wrong again as the major car manufacturer recommitted to building cars in the UK after the country left the EU in January. Reports also indicate that Mr. Kwarteng is in talks with other companies about building more gigafactories in the UK, with Boris Johnson having committed the country to ending the sale of new petrol and diesel vehicles by 2030. Remarking on the Vauxhall plant deal, Prime Minister Johnson said, "I am absolutely thrilled that Stellantis is going to open Europe's first dedicated electric vehicle factory right here in the United Kingdom. It's a huge vote of confidence in our economy, in the people of Ellesmere Port, and in our fantastic post-Brexit trading relationships."